The inside of my nose has cracks in it. I got a medication on Amazon that's going to arrive tomorrow, and maybe it'll make it better. So many people on Amazon reviews said nothing was helping me until I tried this one thing. And so I got two different things that people said that about, and I'm going to try them both simultaneously.
Didn't you already do this one time?
I did, but then I ran out, or I lost it, or I got better and I threw it away, or whatever.
Great. Don't learn from Uncle Hank, kids.
I just want...
Not good at taking care of himself.
No. I just want everybody to know that I'm suffering through nose pain for this whole episode. And probably the majority of the episodes of Delete This you've ever heard.
Probably.
I have nose pain.
Most of your life.
And Catherine is aware of this. Catherine, can we start out the podcast before we even get to the intro and all that jazz by complimenting you on the tiny hamburgers you just made?
Yes, we can start the podcast by doing that.
They were very good. Thank you for the tiny hamburgers. The thing that I...
You're welcome. Thanks, the cows.
Enjoyed... Yeah, well, now I feel bad.
But they had lovely lives.
No. Well, they were good cows.
Those
you're right.
Cows, I know exactly where those cows live, and I know
you may have met
how
one of those
they have
cows.
Been cared for,
it's
and
true.
They...
They're local. They're local cows. They live nearby. Lived
yes.
nearby.
That's why we only bought less than a pound of that meat.
It's quite expensive.
It was like $13.
The thing that I liked second most about those sliders, after the taste, was how the way that this happened. Catherine made a large, I don't know, I would say maybe 10 inch by 10 inch square of meat,
yeah,
like patty, and then cooked that, and then...
Yeah.
Laid them out
you
on
slap that on the grill.
A 3x3 like
buns situation.
Like 9 different buns and then cut it
and
out.
And then you
yeah.
however you want and then you
like
cut
it's
them
tic-tac-toe.
Apart.
Yeah. And we played tic-tac-toe with pickles versus avocados, basically. Because yeah. I don't like pickles on my hamburgers.
Not really. But I love them.
Wait, did you find a picture of my baby when he was little? Oh, it's a video. No, gosh, that hurts me. Oh, God. Look at him go. He's figuring out how to move. He's trying to just, I'm trying to move, you guys. This was right before he learned how to crawl. Oh, where is he going? He could only go backwards. Oh, my God. Catherine did a time lapse. Or I did. I assume you did.
I did that.
Oh, God. It hurts so bad. I love my baby.
Oh, God. He was so precious.
He's still so precious.
He really is.
And he's going to be precious when he's 45 fucking years old.
He's going to be precious to us anyway.
Yeah. As long as we're around.
Hopefully some other people. Ooh, shit. Shit, dark.
I'm Hank Green, and I'm famous on the internet.
I'm his wife, Catherine. We have an adorable baby.
Together, we're about to take a look back at the last week in our lives and in the world by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to...
Delete This! Ting!
We're wind up today.
This is our, tribute to... What's that freaking show called? Damn it.
Beyond Belief?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that's our tribute to Beyond Belief, which is a show that
Hank.
Is a podcast show.
Hank.
And for any Beyond Belief fans out there, you will have enjoyed that. Everyone else won't know what's going on, but then we'll go and listen to Beyond Belief and have their world enriched. Right? Right. Moving on. I've got a new segment to start the episode out with. A brand new segment I haven't even told Catherine about.
Oh, goody.
What?
My computer is at 19% battery, so that's how much time we have.
Let's just do this. Let's power through. Let's make waves. I asked Twitter what the biggest tweet of the week is. So we're branching out...
Wait,
from
what?
Hank Green's tweets.
Oh, okay.
To all of Twitter.
Okay.
So I asked, what's the biggest tweet of the week?
You asked your followers.
I did. It's not, and then I picked from the ones that they sent to me, I picked the one that was biggest.
Okay.
And I can't guarantee that this is the biggest tweet of the week, but it may very well be. It's from July 26th, and it's from Soulja Boy.
Oh.
Who says, in this world, you either crank that Soulja Boy, or it cranks you.
Oh my God.
Let's dissect this one, Catherine.
Now watch me. dissect this one.
Hey. No, and then he said, now watch me. And then there's Rudy Giuliani's tweet where he just wrote Y-O-U and then tweeted that and left it up for hours.
Amazing.
Why do you think this got so many, what's it at? It's at like 744,000 likes, 390,000 retweets. What's up? What's going on? Why do people like this so much? Is it because we're all like, oh yeah, Soulja Boy?
Yeah, thank you for taking me back to a simpler time. Yeah.
Dink, dunk, dunk. Dink, dunk, dunk. Dink, dunk, dunk, dunk. Dink, dunk, dunk.
What's going on?
I'm singing the Soulja Boy song.
You guys, Hank's on the wine. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm going to have a really rough week next week, so I decided to have a hangover the whole time.
Just really started out on the top.
In this world, you either crank that Soulja Boy, or it cranks you. So how do I crank that Soulja Boy, Catherine?
I think someone who is not us needs to answer that question. Because I don't think that tweet was for me.
Well, we're going to get to my top tweet of the week from 5 years ago a little later in the podcast, because we just can't just put segments right next to each other. We're going to start off on July 22nd. It's the beginning of the week. And I tweet this thing, which is a thing to talk about. Are you okay with talking about a thing?
What do you mean?
Like, it's a thing, you know? It's a discussion topic.
Yeah, okay.
Displays of wealth on social media doubtless make many people feel inferior because of something that is almost entirely out of their control. Why are we doing that?
So you're saying that people are made to feel less than because they can't afford the thing that the other person is flaunting that they have?
Or just generally, what is up? Like, why do the signaling? Why, like, you got a lot of followers. There's plenty of surrogates for the value that provide. Why signal with luxury goods? And I don't, like... I have a very weird relationship with luxury goods, and I don't like fancy cars at all. Like, fancy shoes.
Yeah, that's
shoes,
because you grew up
I just feel real
rich.
Weird about it. Is that... That has to be part of it. That has to be part of it.
Though, to be clear, I did recently read an article that said that there's a very sharp divide between people who had money growing up, and if they like to display their wealth, they are almost definitely conservative.
Yeah, because they believe that they deserve that.
Yeah. I guess it is about deserving.
Yeah. It's the like, whatever they've done in their life,
yeah,
they believe that it is a fine thing for them to have and to do with their money.
But I feel like that, like...
Whereas you are like, how can I give this away?
I feel
the best way.
John once said to me, like, none of this is about deserving, because I think that's really important. There is no deserving in wealth. It is just...
Oh, I know, but you know that.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, I'm saying that for myself, not for other people. This got a lot of people liking it, especially people in like the social media world. But I'm just like, it worries me with regard to all of like the effect on the audience. Some people would thought maybe I was talking about like the effect on other influencers, that like they would see like, oh, I'm less than, you know, another person who's doing better than me.
Well, they're
part
also
of the audience.
An audience.
But I'm mostly worried about like teenagers, you know, and I just
and
feels,
younger.
It feels weird to me, but I recognize that, like, I'm like, what do they call it when you're not the nouveau riche? I'm the other one of that.
The old riche?
Yeah, what's old in French?
I mean, you're not that old.
No, it's not really, no. Not many generations.
No,
back.
Two.
Yeah, it really skipped a generation, honestly. Like,
well,
I grew up...
only on one side, too.
Right. Yeah. Oh, no, my dad's family was not wealthy.
Yes.
All right, Catherine.
I love it.
This tweet involves you.
Give it to me.
At McDonald's drive-thru, July 23rd. Me, I'll have the 4-piece chicken nuggets. McDonald's guy, anything else? Catherine, quietly to me. Number 4 breakfast meal with coffee. Me, and the lady will have the number 4 breakfast meal with a coffee. Said Catherine and posted a gif of Kristen Wiig looking disgusted. Which, this is pretty much what you looked like.
It is! Oh, that's
I looked for a while.
Essentially the exact same face I made at you, like, excuse me? You have then, just what?
And then we had to like drive up and talk to the guy.
Uh-huh, exactly.
We had to then go see him in real life.
Yes.
And the lady will have the number 4 breakfast meal with a coffee.
Yeah,
Tips hat.
Yeah, it was like the tone. The only way it could have been worse is if you had said, "And my lady."
And my lady will. That would have been worse. Oh gosh. I really did do that. That's not a Twitter joke. That's a thing that I actually did. Catherine, what do you think about the way that I order food?
What do you mean?
Like interact with service employees.
You're so, so friendly, Dad. You're just like, can we be friends now? I'm an interested person. I'm interesting. I like to talk to people. How is your day going? And they're like,
that's not what they're like.
No. Often they are like, oh, it's great. How are you?
Yeah. I think that
I think you are genuinely trying to like acknowledge that another human is a person.
Yeah.
Is another human and like appreciate that they are doing a shitty job.
Well, I don't, I like that's the thing. I'm so
well, on, or like
honestly, very frequently impressed.
A job that is, yeah. that like is considered to be shitty.
Right.
Our fast food workers in Missoula are great.
It's next level. It's next. I don't understand how this town has such great fast food workers.
Yeah.
And maybe it's like that everywhere. I haven't lived anywhere else for a long time. I have had great fast food experiences in a lot of places.
That's true. And I wonder if that's partially what you are putting at him.
Yeah. Though I think that this example is not a good example.
That's
because
not a
I
good
think
example.
What I was putting at him there was like, oh gosh, who am I about to see? And then he was like, oh my God, it's the guy from SciShow.
Yeah. It's that guy.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we go to McDonald's fairly regularly after we do Pilates.
It's true. It's
just
on the
way. Just
keep
it all about balance, guys. So I don't have time to like have breakfast and coffee before I go to Pilates.
Right.
Or nor would I necessarily want to have a full stomach before I work out. So I go through to McDonald's and I get that quick.
It's fast.
Breakfast and the coffee is decent.
The coffee is surprisingly good. And once I've spent an hour working out, I don't have a lot of extra time in the day. So it's not like we're going to go to someplace that's going to take 30 minutes.
Oh, no. I mean, I could go home and eat a bar, but ugh.
Yeah, there's a lot of going home and eating bars in my life.
Yeah.
Catherine, it's time for my second to top tweet of the week.
Give it.
People who say that feelings are choices strike me as the kind of...
Give it one more again.
People who say that feelings or choices don't strike me as the kind of people who have a very detailed understanding of their feelings. Apparently, this is a thing that happens enough that 12,000 people liked it. I get this from people sometimes. And weirdly, as with a lot of tweets that I think aren't going to be big deals, but then turn out to get a lot more likes, this is somehow a political statement.
Of course.
Because a lot of people were like, yes, my feelings are valid, and when you hurt me, you need to apologize, or like, and I'm like, that's not where I'm going with this. And a lot of people were like, yes, you don't choose your feelings, but you do choose how you react. And I'm like, what am I involved with? I feel like I walked into an ongoing discussion about something else. Whereas somebody had said to me that feelings were choices, and I was like, boy, is that not my experience. Catherine, you've pulled up a tweet here on your timeline, something that's not currently in the show notes, so I might have to put it in there. What do you got for me?
Well, I saw someone was
conversing with you.
Yeah, who said, don't at your wife. And I was like, what?
I'm allowed to at my wife.
Did Hank do that? And then he did. He added me in a reply to this quote tweet.
Yes. Good job. All of the lingo is correct.
Good Lord. Men think, from Momo Kurumi, who says, men think that bulky, veiny, muscly superheroes are sexualized for women and not a male power fantasy made by men for men, have actually IRL never talked to women. That or never actually listened to women.
To be fair, I'm going to stop halfway or like a third of the way through this discussion and say that this is a hard thing for me personally, and I'm going to say that thus some other men to overcome, where I do not believe like who you say you are attracted to. Because I'm like, no, you must like big muscly guys because that's the thing. But this tweet
helped.
Have
you seen my face?
I know.
Okay. Okay.
I know. And have I seen all the guys that you think are hot? Like, yeah. I'm fully aware that Mr. Darcy isn't covered in veins. Anyway.
Ew, no.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
And so, like, I will say that, like, that this is a little rough, but I appreciate where it's coming from, and it did help me.
Right.
Really, like, put this into context. Where I had felt that way, where I was like, but you must like the solo flex dudes in the solo flex commercials.
Tiny heads. Anyway,
continue.
And then so in response to that tweet, Louisa says, based on my research, the number one thing women look for in a man is that he is the Fox Robin Hood. And I can absolutely confirm Fox Robin Hood was my first crush.
Yeah, that's why I added
as Catherine. As a six-year-old. I borrowed the tape of Disney's Robin Hood that had been taped off of the television from my church video library.
Ooh.
And then I made a copy of that. I don't know how I did that.
You figured it out.
Or maybe I just stole it. No, that probably isn't right.
Wow. But
anyway, I had that video, and I watched it every day in first grade. And many days in many of the...
Other grades. Fox Robin Hood. He's got it going on.
Ain't no veiny, muscly man there.
Right, and I...
What
like,
is it?
What is it?
What is it? He's so handsome.
What is it? Just like
his reward poster.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, I don't know.
So I don't understand.
There was a good photo in this thread that was from Tumblr, I think. That was two pictures of Hugh Jackman, one from the cover of Men's Health and one from the cover of a women's magazine. And on Men's Health, he was like jacked and his like claws were out and he was shirtless and hairy and big chunks. And then on the cover of the women's magazine, he had a button down shirt and his jacket over his shoulder and like looked like a svelte looking.
Yeah. Like who? Yep.
And I think that this is important for guys to understand. I think a lot of guys think that the problem is that they aren't that ideal sort of man shape. But that, you know, every person has a different thing that they are into and attracted to. Except that, of course, all women want to do it with Fox Robin Hood.
Fox Robin Hood. 94% of women born in 1980s harbor complex sexual feelings.
Toward what's the last word?
What's the last word of the headline?
toward
the red fox.
This is an Onion article.
Toward the America. Yes, it is. But it is a CBC comedy article. Yeah. But it is basically about this red fox. We have love. We love this red fox.
People are connected. People have a connection.
Oh boy.
So that,
but Louisa goes on to say, but seriously, it's not just the accent, and they're not all hopeless furries. It's that he's kind and good and self-sacrificing and talks to his girlfriend like a person while he treasures her and likes kids, and he's anti-capitalism.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Clever without being mean, too.
It's true.
Funny without making his friends his targets. He doesn't go through a smarmy anti-hero period.
Nope.
He just is heroic.
Yeah.
In short, he is non-toxic masculinity.
Oh.
He's a great role model for boys who don't want to grow up to be jerks. The end.
Oh, that got real. I like it.
So good.
It is good. Let's watch the Fox Robin Hood show.
Okay.
Let's start up a TV show called The Fox Robin Hood Show. And it's just Fox Robin Hood interviews famous people and et cetera.
Okay, that's our next podcast. I don't know.
Why are you Googling the Fox Robin Hood show?
Just making sure.
It's not a thing yet. 1973.
That's right. My goodness gracious. Yeah.
All right, here's my top tweet of the week. Somehow, someday, all the Harry Potter fan community people are going to be 86 and will live in old folks' homes with hallways named Privet Lane, and will make jokes about Hermione repairing Harry's dentures. I know, I said Privet Lane.
Oops.
Oops.
That's so cute anyway, though.
Good. Glad you think so.
Yeah.
Yes, it's Privet Drive, everyone. This person says, expecto dentatum.
That's good.
Then this person says, the room of retirement. Which I liked very much.
Uh-huh.
There's more Harry Potter coming in this episode of Delete This, I think, if we can move fast enough.
Interesting.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about Twitter etiquette. Twitiquette. It's July 25th, and I say, would it be helpful if people occasionally tweeted things like, quote, I'm not sure how I feel about this thing that lots of people have opinions about. I don't come down strongly on either side. I can see both sides, and I think that's okay. And I wish I could have said more, because part of it is like, sometimes I want to tweet like, I don't care about this.
Right.
Because you only hear from people who care about it, and yeah, it gives the appearance that everyone cares about it.
Hmm. And then maybe you should care about it.
Right.
And like, if you're not caring about it, there's something wrong with you or you're a bad person.
Right. I don't care about this and I think it's okay not to.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I care. I'm like, I can't pay attention to this right now, but I do think it's important. And so like, go ahead, have the conversation. But sometimes I want to be like, I don't think that this is important. But then that becomes a position you need to defend. And if you come down in the middle, it's always a very uncomfortable place to be.
Yeah.
Because then everybody on both sides is mad.
Yeah, they're like, no, you have to pick a side.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I gave an example, which is that they smashed that Donald Trump Hollywood Walk of Fame star. And
they?
Someone.
Okay.
I don't know the gender of the person. Quote, I think it's good to signal that the situation that we are currently in is unacceptable to many Americans. Also, many people will see this as further proof that Trump is a victim and that will make him stronger. My feelings on this are complicated.
Yeah.
Like, there were a lot of people saying both those things and I was like, yep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea which of those things are correct. Huh. Who is more right? Uh-huh. I don't know. Probably we should not do vandalism.
Probably. I mean, I'm coming down on the side of not doing vandalism, I guess.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, though.
I don't know,
though. I love some vandalism.
There was a piece of my heart that was like, yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Smash it. Smash that whole thing. And then the poor person probably has to go to jail now. I just don't know. July 25th. Oh, Catherine, why did I do this?
Oops.
WikiLeaks tweets, CNN publishes Trump-Cohen tape fragment. Though the recording reveals little new, its circumstances are extraordinary. Cohen recording his client with a covert pocket recorder, president's lawyer raided by police, recording seized, police or Cohen then shipping tape to CNN. And I say, for your consideration, WikiLeaks complaining about information being leaked. Don't mess with WikiLeaks, Hank.
No, don't get on their radar.
And then WikiLeaks
get off of it.
Responds to me.
Okay, because someone,
they're talking. They're
whoever it is that runs their.
I think it's fucking Julian Assange because.
No way.
I think it is. I think it is because I think that WikiLeaks is not a real organization. I think it's a guy.
Yeah, he doesn't really have anything else going on, huh?
What else is he up to? Thank God he doesn't listen to this podcast. But he says, so where's the complaint? And I wrote so many responses to this tweet.
Oops.
That I did not post.
Yay.
This is we should have had the oops I tweeted at Trump music here.
Right,
because
yeah.
That's as close as it got this week.
Pretty close.
This is all the same fucking thing.
I tweeted at WikiLeaks. Pretty much the same.
It's pretty much the same. It's all just sort of this like mishmash of people who are real big fans of autocracy.
Yeah.
So where's the complaint, Catherine? Where did WikiLeaks complain any of that except like in the subtext of every fucking word? Don't. Go after WikiLeaks.
This is the lesson for today.
And I like immediately was like, okay, discussed my password protocols with all my employees.
Yeah.
And the good news is That I basically write all of my emails with the thought that someday they might be public. Because that's where we are at now.
These days, anyway. Some of those backlog
maybe
ones.
Maybe some old ones. Maybe some old ones. The good news is I've never really been that much of a dick. And then after I got in an argument with WikiLeaks, God, Twitter's so weird. I need to stop. That's Elon
hold,
Musk.
Hold on to
WikiLeaks.
That feeling, babe.
Oh, God.
That feeling.
Oh.
Hold on to it.
July 25th, I tweet, cylinder is a nice word.
I love it. I love it so much.
It's a really good word. I don't remember why I was thinking about the word cylinder, but I was.
Oh, God. Cylinder.
Cylinder.
It is a nice word.
Yeah. Cylinder.
Cylinder. What
and then
the
I
frick?
And then I tweeted the link to this Wikipedia article called wikipedia.org/wiki/breast-shaped-hill.
Some such hills are named pap.
Pap! A word for the breast or nipple. Such anthropomorphic geographic features are to be found in different places of the world. And
okay.
What?
Come on.
What? I said it right.
No, I know, but like, are to be found in different places
I know.
Of the world.
That's what I like about it. That and in some cultures, they were revered as attributes of the mother goddess, such as the paps of Anu, named after Anu, an important female deity of pre-Christian Ireland. There's a whole Wikipedia page. It's not short of booby mountains. Of just like, here's a bunch of booby mountains.
Oof.
Here's a bunch of mountains that are booby-like. And it's interesting because some of them are like, yeah, I guess. And then some of them are like, that's a boob. that's just a titty.
That one's a real, that's a boob.
That top one there is like a straight up.
That one's a real booby.
That's a booby. That's a booby. It's in the Western Sahara.
This
Everything
is
about
not
that
the
is a
best
boob.
Podcast we've ever done, Hank.
It's a boob. Do you gather new? Are there any other boobs, boob mountains you wanted to talk about on this page?
No.
Any other what the two are like particular fans of?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay.
Oh my God, that's a, yep.
That's a boob. Okay, moving on. Next to tweet. It's also July 25th. Where were you?
I don't know.
We
what
were
is
at
July
a meeting
25th?
Or something.
Oh, I think it was out painting with your mom. Yeah.
Catherine wasn't here.
I was having a nice time.
And I composed and deleted, I don't know, 6 tweets.
Uh-oh.
And then I tweeted, I want to tweet something so bad right now. Catherine, please save me from this righteous anger. And then the next morning I wrote, get ready for draft tweets with Hank Creed. It's tweets that I
didn't tweet. There's so
only one of them from this week.
It's draft tweets
from Hank. You know who Tana Mongeau is?
I wish.
She tweeted something about the orgies in the Wolf of Wall Street, and she said that they looked like fun.
Oh.
Which is a fine, fun tweet for her brand. And it is. Like,
okay.
It's fine. And then the actual Wolf of Wall Street quote tweeted it and said they were more fun in person.
Like the man.
Yeah, the guy.
Was based on
the actual
the
guy
movie
who stole
was based on
$200 million
who
from people.
Defrauded.
Yes, many people.
Many people
stole money from
was
actual
convicted
people.
Convicted of that
yes.
thing and then
admitted
went to jail.
It. Went to jail.
Uh huh.
Should still be in jail.
Uh huh.
Has not paid back that money.
No.
Should be in jail. Because there are lots of people who stole a lot less than $200 million. Who are still in jail and will be in jail for the rest of their lives.
Uh-huh.
And like hundreds of thousands of likes. I am so mad about... I'm so mad.
You're still mad.
I'm so mad.
You're still mad about it.
I'm mad about that movie. I'm mad that that guy got to write a book about it and he looks cool to people. I'm mad that people think that that guy is cool.
Yeah.
I am mad about it.
Yeah.
And... I just, like, get out of my world, dickwad.
Ooh.
Is how I felt about that. And so the first tweet I wrote and deleted was, ha 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 ha, you should be in jail.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why some people are in jail and other people are not in jail.
Well, you know why he's not? It's because he cut a lot of deals and a lot of other people went to jail.
Yeah, yeah.
And also because of white privilege, I guess? I don't know, because if you steal
yeah.
in one way, it's better than stealing in another way. I don't know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything we got here that's fun? Here's something. July 28th. Why did nature make toddlers like 33% head?
No.
He whacks it on something on average every 22 minutes.
He has so many bumps on his head.
He's got bumps.
Oh my god. He has one bump on his head. He's had this bruise for like 3 weeks.
It's like he's got a little knot that's not going away.
It's still there. What do we it'll do go about away. It? Is he going to be broken forever?
No, it'll go away. It's just a thing. It's a thing that goes away.
He ran into a wall. He literally did. Like, he fell. He tripped, and he fell into and hit his head on a wall.
I know. Well, that's the same story of the other two bumps on his head
that's
right
true.
Now.
That's true. He tripped on the rug and hit his head on the chair.
And then he tripped over me and hit his head on the oven. I mean, I thought I was going to pick him up.
Where are his arms?
He was going too fast.
What are his arms not catching his head?
Well, like all of those times, something caught the head before his arms could.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to pick up a baby covered in blood.
Oh.
It was a loud bang.
Oh, yeah.
But he was okay. So that's what having a child is like. Just a lot of boom.
Ugh.
A lot of banging noises.
Oh,
and then he cries. But he recovers very quickly because he's such a good boy.
Yes.
He would also be a good boy if he didn't recover quickly.
All babies are good babies.
All babies are good babies. Here's a tweet that it was not written by me. It was written by Matt Lay. It's alternate titles for the Harry Potter books. Harry Potter and the Special Rock. Harry Potter and the Don't Room.
The Don't Room?
Chamber of Secrets.
Oh, okay.
Harry Potter and his furry crime dad.
Aww.
Harry Potter and the hot cup. Harry Potter and the warm bird club.
Boy. Okay.
And then Harry Potter and the Absolutely Nothing Happens, and Harry Potter and the Curse of the Side Quests. And I was frustrated by that because there was a very clear form for the first five books. It was a restatement of the title.
Yeah.
In simpler terms. And then we had two that were just messing about.
Yes.
And so I had to reply, and I said that this diverged from form at the end. I apologize, but feel strongly that the last two should be Harry Potter and his dead mom's secret admirer and Harry Potter and the super ultra rare items.
This is good.
And then Matt said, "Hi, Hank. Matt here, off of Twitter. Thanks for the feedback. We'll pass this on to the team and get back to you in good time. Stay Gucci."
Okay.
So sometimes fun things happen on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then 9 hours ago, I tweeted, "Hell yes, nectarines are so good."
They are good.
That was a really good nectarine.
Or a good nectarine. Still no peaches at the market, you guys.
Still no peaches at the market.
Just waiting. No melons either. I'm really excited about those yellow watermelons.
Oh.
I just saw a picture of those.
I forgot about the melons.
I know.
I forgot about the melons.
I saw a picture of a yellow watermelon in my Facebook time memories today, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna eat one of those.
Forgot about the melons. Forgot about melon season here in Montana.
I'm gonna eat the one of those watermelons.
Is that like you?
Orin says la-la-la-la-la.
That's how he says watermelon.
That's also how he says turkey.
La la la. He loves watermelon.
He does.
There's certain things that just are better, like, that you can't get at a grocery store because they can't produce them for the systems that grocery stores rely on.
Correct.
And hardneck garlic, heirloom tomatoes,
yep.
And yellow watermelons.
Those yellow
are my three big ones.
Oh, good ones.
Those are the three big ones. Alrighty, Catherine, it's time for our, I guess I'll do the top tweets of the week from 5 years ago.
Sure.
At the end of the thing, instead of the beginning of the thing. This was my top tweet of the week, and it's one of my top tweets so far of 2013 with 600 likes. If you read books for long enough, you will eventually fall asleep at the exact same time as the main character in the book.
What?
Like, you fall asleep at the moment when you're reading about them falling asleep.
I guess.
And then I tweeted, when this happens, you wake up in their story, and they in yours. Oh, this happened God. To me in January 2017, or January 2007. It's a weird story.
God, Hank. Oh, my God.
Get closer to the mic if you're going to quietly...
disparage you. Oh, my God. That's the type of Hank that doesn't come out very much anymore.
What? Tell me about this, Hank.
The one who is like, this is a funny story. I'm making up. This is the truth. It's secret things that happened to me in past lives. It's secrets. I will tell you about them, but don't. That they're secrets.
Is that a Hank that you're familiar with? I don't remember that, Hank.
You just like to make up alternate histories for yourself.
Sure. Yeah, it's been a while since I've done that.
Yeah.
Yep. I think that...
You like to have, fascinating past histories.
Oh, you're right. I did used to do that a lot.
You did that in college.
I did that a lot in college. Joy of joy! It's time for our viral moments of joy.
Hooray! I'm so excited.
Are you really? All right, Catherine. Here's a video.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness.
Of a doggo who stole a GoPro.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. He's like, are you coming to get it? Are you going? Somebody's chasing me.
There's a dog chasing me. I love looking at his eyes because they
He's like looking around and...
Right, and it's just like because the frisbee or whatever it is locked so tight in his mouth.
So good.
Yeah. He gets he's very sort of right in the middle of the shot the whole time. What a good doggo.
Oh, that's good.
And then we've got this one of this, what is that, a Siberian?
It's some kind of Malamute or Husky.
Yeah.
I think it's a Malamute.
And he's got a monarch butterfly on his head.
Gentle and he's precious.
There's a butterfly on my face, Mama. What do I do? He's touching my eyes.
Should I be real still?
I'll be very still. It's a good butterfly.
Sweet little face.
Oh, it's the sweetest face.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Catherine, we had a couple of responses from this week, including this Encyclopedia Brown Find the Clues of this dog with a knife. Two knives staped to it.
Pretending to be a bull?
Maybe. It is pretending to be a bull. You're right. So don't tape or tie knives to your dogs.
That's awful.
It is awful.
It's awful on so many levels.
It's bad. Don't do that. That's not good.
Knife dog.
And
no.
Also, don't bullfight. Don't tie knives to your dogs, says Gemma. Thank you, Gemma, for the update. All right, Catherine, before we get to our best tweeter from Twitter, Susie Dent's tweet, we're going to talk about a couple of our reviews from iTunes.
Yeah, there's no...
You literally tweeted nothing this week.
There's no segment of Catherine's tweets this week because there are none.
Zero.
I win!
Catherine won Twitter, everyone.
Everyone should be playing the game as me, but I... I'm the only one playing,
I win. How many times did WikiLeaks come for you this week, Catherine?
Zero.
That sounds like a win to me.
Yes, indeed.
First of all, thank you to everybody who leaves reviews on our iTunes. You can leave us something simple, like what Tran Sethman left. It said, sincerely, good pod. This is good. I enjoy it.
Love it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's great. That's good to know. Catty Mac says, makes my day. I love this podcast because it sort of lets me know Twitter gossip without going on Twitter. Also, I thought I would mention my roommates have a friend who orders Zima at a bar in Iowa almost every time.
Wow. Okay.
Could they? You guys must not have been going to the bar for that long, because they only brought it back a year ago. Almost every time.
They had it on sale at the food farm today.
I know. I thought about it, but instead we got wine, because I don't want to have glass bottles, man.
Agreed.
KAngel383 says, I liked the pod before, but now that Cameo is an established guest star, it must be my most favorite pod. Unfortunately, she has completely vanished.
Yeah, she was.
She was here just a second ago. Totally, I didn't even see her leave.
I think she went that way. I think she went into the kitchen. Pss, pss,
pss, pss, pss, pss. We'll see if we can get her over here. But, you know, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
Oh, here she comes.
Oh, there she comes. What a good cat. What a very good cat.
It's okay. It's okay. Ow. Why are the claws out? She's like, why do you keep doing this to me?
It's just our Sunday night ritual, Cameo. That's how it works. Bye-bye. Oh, did you get scratched?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Just a few times. Oh, God. Ouch.
Everybody, thanks for your reviews. It's very appreciated. If you want to see the things that we talked about this week, you can check out our show notes at Delete This Pod on Twitter. And if you'd like to send us questions or comments or viral moments of joy, please use the hashtag Pipples, which is P-I-P-L-E-S. My name on Twitter is at Hank Green. Catherine.
Don't worry about it, thanks.
Thanks to Andrew Huang for the use of his track Everything Will Be Alright from his album Love and Desolation. Thank you all so much for listening.
We'll see you later. River and rival are from the same Latin root. A rival was originally someone who competed for precious water from the same stream. Rivers run through, derive, to draw water from, and arrive, to come to shore.